You start with a basic loop. In this case, we've got a jazz loop from an old jazz record, which I've looped so it sounds like this. And it's looped, so it comes back around the beginning again. There you go. And that's the basic sample that the tune is based on. And then you add in a break, so that's this. As you can hear, it's slightly faster, so when it comes to actually writing the tune, you slow that down and put it in time with the other sample. Then you add things like, he says, a bass line. So there's a little bass note. You've got little things like a little Hammond organ sound. There you go. Bits of orchestral stuff, so there's a little string sample here, which I've stolen from someone very famous and I shouldn't have done. And then there's some sort of orchestral stuff. Bit of clapping for the end. This tune is called A Nugget. It is a little bit of jazzy breakbeat, so it's running at a sort of about 125 BPM. It's one of my favourite pieces, I think, because sometimes writing music is very difficult and sometimes it's very easy. And in the case of this tune, I sat down one night and I just got together loads and loads of samples that I've been doing, and it just sort of fell together really easily, and I didn't really have to do that much work, and when I'd finished it sounded brilliant, which is always the best way to do anything, really. I wrote it about a year ago now, and it's gone out on a compilation Downbeat CD, and it's also gone out on a promo for a clothing label. And it's been one of the tunes which I've been most successful in selling. Most people who do sample-based music have very large record collections or large music collections. They take the samples from very varied places. And I've sampled people as varied as Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd through to drum and bass artists. And the way you find samples is you'll be like driving around the car with the tape or whatever, and you'll listen to a piece of music and something, a particular phrase will jump out at you and you'll go, that's lovely, and it's totally underused. And so you'll go home and rip it out and sort of loop it and use it as a more strong piece, and that's where this came from. It's sort of like finding something you really like listening to and listening to it again and again. Funnily enough, when I listen to music, especially stuff that I've written, what I actually see in my mind while it's playing is the sequencer program running. I suppose it reminds me of anything. It reminds me of driving down to the beach in Bournemouth and sort of chilling out and watching girls and sunbathing and stuff, which is kind of what the summers are really all about. A very Bournemouth tune.